We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, hour number two, Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. A couple teams having some maybe incidents. We'll get more about what's going on in Dallas from Darren Dreger at 11:30, as their practice has been canceled and their facility shut down, correct? Something brewing in Columbus. We had a fun call and a knowledgeable call from Marv in Lackawanna, a longtime listener, first-time caller. Love that line, by the way. But anyway, he called. He had some ideas for the power play. Marty, you tweeted out the power plays yesterday. Craig and I talked about them a little bit. But you said, Marty, power play is just starting to brew up a little bit right now in practice. So how's everything look? And then, Craig, what did you think of what Marv had to say?
Well, you asking me that now?
Well, that's going to be the follow-up question.
I'm still
Marty.
Trying to – so Marv is a long-time listener, first-time caller, new to hockey, but he literally sounded like a head coach of a National Hockey League team with seam passes and overloads and switches, and he seemed like he been running power plays for many years in the NHL. I really, really liked what he had to say, but – listen, I mean, as Marty's talking about right now, Marv, the Sabres currently, as we speak, are on the ice working on breakouts of their power play, working on in-zone play. Marty was telling us earlier, the top unit being Jack Eichel, Victor Olofsson, Taylor Hall, Sam Reinhart in front of the net with Rasmus Dahlin. It's an extremely, extremely talented power play unit that the Sabres have. They are currently working right now on trying to make sure that all these new players that are going to be in different positions understand exactly what they're doing. I think power play is going to be a game changer. It's very, very difficult to score five in the NHL, and a lot of times specialty teams, power play and penalty killing in the NHL, are deciding games. So currently, as we speak right now, the Sabres are working on that
So when you look at the units, you have Jack Eichel's unit, which is two right-handed shot, Eichel and Reinhart, and three lefty with Olofsson, Hall, and Dahlin. The other unit is the opposite. You have two left-handed shot with Eric Staal and Jeff Skinner, and three right-handed shot with Ristolainen, Colin Miller, and Tage Thompson. So Eichel sets up on the left wall, Eric Staal sets up on the right wall, and they kind of work the same plays. One play that the Jack Eichel power play just did, and if you can picture it, and if you're driving around in your car, please don't close your eyes, but if you're at home, at work, whatever, close your eyes and try to picture it. So Jack has a right-handed shot in the half wall, and he's looking like he's going to take a step towards the face-off dot to maybe take a shot on net. So the right defenseman steps up on Jack Eichel a little bit because you don't want to give him that room. He passes it down to Sam Reinhart on the goal line. So now the front, the net defenseman, closes in on Sam Reinhart a little bit. He looks like he's going to go up from the goal line to the middle and looks like he's going to shoot. Well, what that does, and that frees up Taylor Hall right in the pocket in the slot. So Sam Reinhart comes up from the goal line, looks like he's going to shoot, taps it on the backhand, and then you have a left-handed Taylor Hall right there ready for the one-timer. Linus Ullmark made a great save coming across, but that play was really well designed and well executed with a glorious, glorious scoring chance. And that's what I like, is the way everybody can work together. That's not even considering Victor Olofsson on the one-timer on the other side, who could be wide open on plays like this as well.
Instigators, WGR 550, Marty, Craig, and Andrew. Darren Dreger at 11:30. Go around the league, talk about some league-wide stuff, talk about the Sabres as well. I'm sure he'll fill us in on what's going on in Dallas. I'm very curious to know what's going on in Dallas. What is there any reason for me to feel like if power play one goes out fresh, is there any reason for me to think that maybe Jack might stay on the ice for, not maybe just a minute, but a minute and a half or a minute 45, Marty?
You're absolutely right. And listen.
Well, that's your point. I wanted to lead you with that.
Thank you for leading me to it, because, nothing against Colin Miller. But Colin Miller is playing the left flank on the power play, that kind of half wall one timer. This could easily been Jack Eichel's spot on the second power play unit. So Jack stays with the second unit for maybe the first 30 seconds. So now you end up with an Eichel, Ristolainen, and Stahl, Thompson, and Skinner second unit, because Jack will stay for probably a minute 45. It's going to change, obviously, with his ice time. If he was just on the ice, and what's going on. But he could definitely stay with both units, because that spot is not occupied by somebody that you would say, hey, there's a guy that we need on the power play. Like, Colin Miller's a great player, but if Jack can stay on that spot, then I'm taking Jack as well.
How do you feel about that, Riv?
I think that there's a reason why you have two units that practice and try and form things. Jack Eichel is without question our most talented player, but that being said, so when you're looking at Jack Eichel staying on an extra, an extra 30, maybe even 45 seconds, what makes you think that Taylor Hall can't do the same thing? What makes you think that maybe Victor Olofsson should do the same thing? What I'm saying is there's units for a reason that practice together and try and form plays. And you know what? I mean, if you have Jack Eichel that's healthy, if you have Jack Eichel that's feeling it that game, you want him to be on the power play as much as possible. There's no question about it. So as much as I like to keep units together or should be together, I think Jack Eichel is just a special, special player in his own right. And if he wants to stay on the power play for 2 minutes, it gives our team a better opportunity of scoring. That's
okay. Well, how many teams do that in the league? Have a guy like, is McDavid on the ice for the whole time? Because he's our McDavid. Like, is Crosby on the ice for the whole time? I'm not asking you as if I'm
Ovechkin is staying on for longer than the minute.
Yeah, Ovechkin's a guy. Yeah, I played half a year with Kovalchuk in New Jersey, and when he came and when he was in Atlanta, he never came off the ice for power play.
Yeah, I mean that was 2 minutes and more. Like, he was staying for the extra 30 seconds after because he wanted to just keep playing. There's certain guys that stay on. And it also depends on your team and the way your team is built. But I think the Sabres are in a position where Jack is on the half wall. He doesn't do a ton of skating on the power play. It's not that he's not working hard. He's working really hard, but it's not exhausting work. He can stay longer than a minute. Maybe that won't happen at the start of the season, but as the season goes, and you're seeing really what you've got, and if your power play needs a boost on the second unit because the first unit's producing but not the second, you'll see Jack play more in the second unit.
It's very simple, Marty. When you look at this, does Jack Eichel kill penalties on the Buffalo Sabres?
Nope.
He does not kill penalties on the Buffalo Sabres. So he is paid $10 million a year to produce offensively. Okay? So you're going to take Jack Eichel. And I'm going to tell you right now, if he wants to stay on the ice for 2 minutes, he should stay on the ice for 2 minutes. He is going to give you the best chance to score a goal on that power play. There's no question about it.
All right. Instigators, WGR 550, just reading in the rundown here. Statement, Columbus. I know we mentioned there's a situation in Columbus, but here's the actual wording of it. The Columbus Blue Jackets have held a number of players out of today's scheduled practice. Held a number of abundance out of abundance of caution and in accordance with the NHL COVID-19 protocols. Abundance. I mean, this sounds serious.
Well, what does abundance mean? What does that mean?
Plenty of caution. A lot of caution.
Lots of caution.
Is there another way to, like, if you're, like, can you say, what would be the opposite of abundance? With little caution. Like, caution cannot be little. Caution is an abundance of caution. It's kind of redundant. But they did not cancel practice. They just held players out of practice, where Dallas shut down their practice facility.
Yeah, very interesting. And, you know, you wonder with the game, they have games coming up here in a week. I mean, there's no reason for me to think that we're not going to see teams have to reschedule games.
Well, there's room for that. I was going through the whole Sabres schedule, right? So early in the season, you've got a day off here, day off there, day. But then I look in February, in the middle of February, the Sabres play on Monday, Tuesday. They play the New York Islanders at home, and then they have 3 days off. They play the Devils, and then they have 3 days off, and then they play the Flyers. And I'm thinking this is a perfect opportunity if you have to make up games. You have 3 days of no games here. So let's see, there's a game against the Islanders 2 weeks prior to that that needed to be rescheduled. You can play it. Also, and I really want to ask somebody at the NHL this, but let's see a game in New York, okay? The Sabres are playing the Islanders in New York. Is postponed because of COVID and, you know, they want to make sure they have situation under control. Can it be played in Buffalo as opposed to having to be played in New York? The only reason I'm saying that is if the Islanders are in Buffalo 2 weeks later and everything's good, and they play two games, instead of having everybody travel back, could they stay an extra day and play that game in Buffalo with the New York Islanders as the home team? Could the league do that to facilitate makeup games?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, Riv, it sounds like did you want to say something to this?
Because I was just going to say something. You look at the National Football League and what they went through to try and finish this season, to get this season done, to get the games in. There's multiple situations that happened throughout the season where there were certain players that were put on the COVID list. And throughout the week, whether it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, were having to do all these testings to make sure that those players were ready to play on Sunday. So they had those 5-6 days. And there were players in the NFL that could not play. They got put on the COVID list. They had to sit out games. Here's the thing. The NHL is very different. The NHL is going to be playing, what, 3, maybe even 4 games in a week?
Pretty much every other day.
They don't have the same time. Football plays one game a week. NHL plays 3 to 4 games a week. It's going to be a really, really interesting situation watching how the NHL is going to get through this COVID year. And I look to this situation that most teams are gonna have some sort of situation. COVID is everywhere. It doesn't hide in certain corners in certain states or this, that, and the other. It's everywhere. And you want to try and protect the players, be as smart as you can, but it's going to pop up when you least expect it. And I think to myself, this is where this taxi squad the taxi squad that we don't even talk about right now, they are going to be key players in this up and coming year for the NHL. I do believe that. So,
Marty, I have a question, guys.
Okay. By the way, I just sent Dregs a text because I want him to get some information on this. So I proposed my question about maybe a team being a home team on the road to make up the game. And we'll see. We'll ask him at 11:30 when he comes on.
Before I ask my question to you guys, how's the power play look, Marty? They putting any home?
They're done. Unfortunately, I have to say, I did not see one goal being scored. Not that I was paying attention 100% because I was obviously committed to the show. But they are done right now. They're basically doing full ice, 5-on-5, like starting from the defensive zone face-off, set plays off the face-off, meaning, you know, you win the draw. Where does a winger go? How do you get out of the zone? D to D up to the winger, all of that beautiful stuff.
So here's my question about the CBA instigators. Darren Dreger coming up, TSN Hockey Insider, at 11:30, and we'll talk to him about all this, about what's going on in Dallas and in Columbus, and how the league is preparing for this stuff, maybe even further. But Marty, so historically, like the last two work stoppages, I'm gonna go to, was it 94, 95, and then 12, 13, or somewhere in that range? Were they both 48 game seasons?
Yes.
So is there any reason for me to maybe think that the 56 game number is an 8-game buffer where you could say if teams have to cancel, where you maybe you narrow down the games that you just maybe can't because of the reason that Riv just mentioned with the tightness of the schedule that you can't maybe make up, that maybe they could see shifting to each team playing 48 games?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think 48 in 94, 95 and 2012-13 was a different situation. It was after a lockout year. It was to shorten the season, but not really considering revenue because they hadn't lost revenue like they did the year before. This year, 56 is to make up as much revenue as you can with TV contract and sponsors. I think if anything happens and if teams get to only play 54 and some teams 52 and teams 53, they may go to a winning percentage again like they did last year to rank the teams. But they're going to try to play 56 in every market. They have a buffer zone. Like the NFL was discussing maybe that week 18 to be able to make up some games. The NHL has this 1 week period where a team may be playing 3 games to make up games at that point, right before the playoffs start. So they have that as a blocked off in the schedule before the playoffs would eventually start.
How important is the first 25 games of the year this year?
The first 15. And Coach Ralph Kruger said that. He goes, you have to get off to a multiple games over 500 in the first 15 games. You have to be 10-5 or 9-6 in your first 15 minimum to be having any chance to compete for a playoff spot, especially in the Eastern Division. You have to.
So, Marty, you went silent there for a second there as you were finishing. But, you know, we have two big hitters in Hockey Insiders back-to-back days, Thursday and Friday. Today's Dreger at 11:30. Yesterday we had Elliot on. And Elliot actually gave us an interesting stat, Marty. He said by November 1st, was it Mark? Greg, help me here. Do you remember the stat he gave in the last 5 years? At me, I don't want to say it was Thanksgiving. I want to say it was November 1st.
Yeah, okay.
At the regular start of a season, that 59 teams have been out of the playoffs by 4 points or something. And of those 59, only 9 of them have made the playoffs in the last 5 years. That was him re-emphasizing the importance of the start of this season.
And that's in an 82 game season. Imagine a 56 game season.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I was getting at. I remember Elliot saying that yesterday, and I think that stat, which I could not remember, Petey, stuck out in my mind, that it just goes to show that a real solid, quick start to the season is extremely important to the longevity of trying to make the playoffs. I mean, And listen, I mean, there's a lot of teams that had a lot of time off. I really do believe, I feel comfortable with the Sabres. I think that we've improved as a hockey team in key areas that I think that we've needed, that second line center, that dynamic goal scoring winger in Taylor Hall, the third line veteran center in Cody Eakin. I mean, I do believe that we are going to be a team, if we can put it together, can be a very competitive hockey team.
And more so this year than last year, because I feel like last year with the very strong start they had, I think at the start of the year, a lot of teams weren't giving them the credit they deserved, and they were coming out and surprising some teams, and then teams were giving them a little more respect, and the games became a little harder. And I think this year now more than ever, Riv, that teams are going to take this team very seriously with the players that they've added over the summer.
Well, listen, I mean, I think the biggest thing when you've added the additions of what they've added, I think it's about, for me, when I look at this, is trying to take pressure away from Jack Eichel having to score and win games for this hockey team every game. It just seemed like the abundance of scoring came from Jack Eichel and the players that he played with, Victor Olsson, Sam Reinhart, and then there was a great, great lack of offense after that. And right now, it seems like we have a much deeper hockey team than what we've had before. Jeff Skinner, who did not play with Jack Eichel last year, he did struggle, okay? He'd be the first one to tell you. It wasn't from him lack of work. It wasn't from him trying to find a way. It just didn't work out for him, okay? But it's also, if you're not playing with the right players that help your skill set, okay? Jeff Skinner is a goal scorer. He didn't exactly play with playmakers in Sobotka and, you know, he was playing with Marcus Johansson, who's a real nice hockey player, but hadn't played center in a very long time in the NHL. I look at this team, and they have now brought in pieces that have grossly helped out the offense. We have emerging players that are not young kids anymore, like Tage Thompson. When he was brought here, he was 20 years old. Now Tage Thompson is 23, 24 years old, okay? We are expecting Tage to make a major jump in his I don't want to talk about development anymore, but it is development. We need him to take a step forward. We need him to make our team that much stronger. And I feel very, very confident with this group so far.
Darren Dreger coming up next. Sorry, Marty, want to?
I was confident, but I know Dregs is coming up next, and I just wanted to read you this tweet I just saw. Columbus Blue Jackets missing from the skate today. Oliver Bjorkstrand, Max Domi, Nick Foligno, Nathan Gervey, Liam Foudy, Boone Jenner, Mikko Koivu, Alexander Tessier, Seth Jones, David Savard. I mean, there's a big list there, big names. So if these guys are, like, affected by COVID and have to be in...
Pretty sure their taxi squad isn't going to cover that.
I don't think the taxi squad covers that, but at the same time, that is what it is. And I know... from watching the Bills organization and their COVID protocol, the Sabres are going to follow a lot of the same protocols. It's going to be tight.
So what happened there? You have one player in that group that probably tested positive, and now they're going to contract tracing and making sure that even though the other guys are not testing positive for COVID, they have to stay away.
I would think so. I would think those guys were either in the same group or worked out together or in the same locker room. And
that's right. Yep.
Well, and it begins, I guess. We're going to hear, I feel, a lot more of this, and I feel like it's inevitable. I'm not hoping for it, but I feel like it's inevitable. Darren Dreger coming up next. What's going on in Dallas? More on what's going on in Columbus. Lots of the instigators still to come. TSN Hockey Insider Darren Dreger coming up next. WGR 550.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back, Instigators. Friday at 11:30 means we're joined by our TSN hockey insider, Darren Dreger, right here on the Instigators. Good morning, Dregs. I'm not going to throw a whole lid full at you like I did last time. That was just excitement to talk to you.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing well. I was just asking the guys, I was wondering if under normal circumstances, being able to travel over the border and stuff and go cover teams, would you have flown to Jersey to cover the PK Subban Lindsey Vonn breakup?
I mean, of all of the NHL breakups that have happened over the years, that one I probably would have given some travel consideration to. Normally I don't dabble, but I mean, we're talking about royalty here and Lindsey Vonn and PK Subban. So if you're going to lure an insider into a premarital issue, then that would be the one that would do it.
I would only have one question. Who keeps the ring?
It's supposed to be returned. That's the normal procedure. Yes.
And doesn't it depend on who initiated the breakup? I mean, if Lindsey wasn't happy or wasn't committed long term here, then it would make sense, wouldn't it, that she would give the ring back? But then again, didn't she ask PK to marry her? Wasn't that the whole big deal?
Yeah, she gave him a ring several months ago? Too. You're right.
Really?
I think that should be. Did she give him a Rolex or anything? Like, you should throw a Rolex on the. Like, that should be the engagement present. If a woman's going to ask a man to marry him, which I'm totally fine with, by the way, I think absolutely in favor of that move. By the way, just throw a watch on his wrist.
Nah, you know what? I'd be happy with a new set of golf clubs. I don't need a Rolex.
That's gonna make the marriage last, Dregs. Here's a new set of clubs. We're gonna get married, but I don't want to see you on nice days. All right, Instigators, WGR 550. Darren Dreger joining us. Question for you about what's going on in Columbus and more so Dallas, because I feel like there's more of a lid on that one unless more news has come out since this morning.
Yeah. Well, Dallas media is speculating that it's COVID-related. And, you know, given the mysterious way that they suddenly canceled their practice, I mean, that was, I think, a fair, if not a safe assumption, but I see that it's being reported. So I trust the good people there who work closely with the Dallas Stars. What's more interesting to me, and I expect the National Hockey League shortly to issue a statement, because the NHL effectively takes control of that information, provided that it's not just an individual case. So I'm not going to speculate that, you know, multiple players or team personnel have tested positive here, but it's starting to feel that way. So the NHL is expected, according to our sources, to, again, issue some form of a statement, if not shortly, at some point today. So it's mysterious, but it kind of isn't. Again, what we're being told is that it is COVID-related. What we don't know is, you know, how significant it is. Is it an outbreak, which would mean multiple positive tests? But for the National Hockey League to get involved and for us to know that they're about to issue a statement, that tells me that it is significant.
Dregs, I think I made a mistake at the beginning of the show, and I said once camp starts, the league and the team have to announce if it's COVID-related. It's not camp, right? It's the start of the regular season where they have to make a public announcement about COVID?
Yeah. Correct. Start of the regular season.
Okay, correct. Okay.
And they have to disclose the identity of the individuals. So it's going to get obviously very public. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that we're all conditioned to this point of the virus and the pandemic that, you know, unless you're a player who just utterly wants the privacy and everything that goes into that, I don't know why it would be a big deal. And in fact, I look at it the other way. I mean, we know this, fellas. Okay, let's just be clear here. There are a number of players who have made their way to their NHL clubs that at some point have tested positive for COVID-19. That's just the reality of the situation. I mean, you look at what went down with the St. Louis Blues and, in fact, other teams going into return to play in the summer. There were multiple positive tests. But the flip side to that, and this is why I think it's healthy for the National Hockey League to acknowledge the identity and the cases in season, is the fact that these players have recovered, right? So, you know, it's in some cases, of course, it's lethal, it is deadly, but the more positive outlooks that we have specific to COVID-19, even though you're talking about, you know, top conditioned athletes, I still think it's a better message for society that, you know, people are recovering from the illness.
Darren Dreger joining us here, as he always does, Friday at 11:30, TSN Hockey Insider. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter. Rivs, you look like you're ready. You took a deep breath. It looked like you're maybe ready to say something.
I wanted to stay on Columbus and just asked about what is going on with Pierre-Luc Dubois in Columbus.
It's a curious one. And I'm glad for it because it's going to keep our interest in my business peaked for quite some time, at least until he's traded. Now, the messaging coming out of both sides is that there's no timetable of trade. But you guys know this. I mean, you all have played in team environments where a player isn't happy and that player formally asks for a trade. It doesn't happen overnight and it gets awkward, right? Well, there has to be some awkwardness with the Columbus Blue Jackets right now, even though Pierre-Luc Dubois is going to play hard every shift. He's going to give his all because that's the type of competitor he is. But you don't think that John Tortorella is going to use that to his advantage? Well, you don't want to be here? Okay, no problem. You're going to let your teammates twist and win? Okay, understood. No problem. I mean, that's just the way things go. So my sense is that it's likely, a trade is likely going to happen sooner rather than later. Whether that's 2 weeks or 2 months, as I said last night in Insider Trading, we don't know. Pat Brisson, who represents Dubois, is most definitely willing to work with Yarmo. Yarmo willing to work with Brisson. That's why they signed the two-year extension. What I know is this. I mean, the interest in Pierre-Luc Dubois is off the charts, as it should be. I mean, he's at least the legit number two center in the NHL, and on some teams, if not many teams, he'd be a number one center. And he hasn't peaked in terms of his level of development. So, you know, it's going to be fun to watch this unfold, because then you have to look at the possible suitors and the number of, you know, premium names that could be in play. Doesn't it start with Patrick Laine in Winnipeg? Now, I don't know that Pierre-Luc Dubois wants to sign long-term in Winnipeg. I guess they'd have to find out. But we know what the situation is in Winnipeg with Patrick Laine. If I'm Jarmo Kekalainen, I'm sitting there going, okay, well, part of the package that I'm going to get in return is for a guy who I'm pretty confident is going to score 40 for me on average year by year. So let's start with that and see what sort of package we can make work. And then you look at all the other interested teams, and as I said, there's probably 20 or more. I mean, Jarmo Kekalainen is going to have a difficult time just sorting through some of the star power that he's going to attract for this kid.
Drag, Zoo says no. If Dubois is being offered and one for one, Laine Dubois, does Winnipeg say no or does Columbus say no? Who's got to give more?
I think Columbus says no. And I'm not sure why I feel that way, other than look, Winnipeg doesn't have a problem with Patrick Laine aside from a financial concern, right? You know, they know that this kid is going to command, you know, now at one point it was $9+ million. I don't know if he's getting that because of the pandemic and a flat cap of 81.5, but it's going to be $8+. You know, let's just be moderate on that side and conservative. Winnipeg doesn't feel like they can pay that for a winger, even though this kid's going to, again, score 40+. So Winnipeg, I think they would make that deal, because when you look at the middle of the ice, they've got Mark Scheifele, who isn't going anywhere anytime soon. They acquired Stastny, who effectively is an insurance policy and buys them a little time to see what Cole Perfetti, who they drafted 10th overall, is going to develop into. Cole Perfetti is not going to be a number two center for the Winnipeg Jets this season or next season. He's just not going to be ready for that. So if Winnipeg can acquire a piece like Pierre-Luc Dubois, I think they do it all day long. And I think Kevin Cheveldayoff would sweeten that deal if Columbus is so inclined to consider it. But I think Jarmo is doing what he should be doing. He's sitting back. He knows that Winnipeg is interested. He knows that the New York Rangers are keenly interested. The Montreal Canadiens. I mean, go down the list. Again, there'll be so many teams with interest. I wouldn't be surprised.
So let's just say, hypothetically, the Buffalo Sabres are interested. What is the one piece that is absolutely going to even start the conversation? Is it Dylan Cousins?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's where I would start if I was Jarmo. Or look, I'll throw, you know, I know Anaheim is going to have interest for sure. Likewise, L.A. So are you not, if you're Jarmo Kekalainen, clearly looking at their top prospects? You know, and for the Buffalo Sabres, it's Dylan Cousins. And whether Buffalo wants to engage in that, I mean, again, that's up to the Buffalo Sabres. But again, if I'm the Columbus Blue Jackets, I'm giving up a player that we drafted high who's proven that he can be, again, at worst, the number two center in the National Hockey League. You know, with all due respect to Dylan Cousins, who's coming off an unbelievable World Juniors, are we absolutely certain not to revisit the argument that we collectively had last Friday on the show, or maybe it was Tuesday? Are we convinced that Dylan Cousins is going to be a star in the NHL? I'm not yet. I think he's going to be a very good player, but until you see him play X number of NHL games, you can't be certain of that. So, you know, if it's Anaheim, are you asking for Zegras? If it's L.A., are you asking for Byfield? I mean, you know.
Well, what's going to happen in the Islanders with Barzal? I mean, is that a possibility?
No, I think the Islanders are in it to win it now. I think Barzal gets done here imminently. I do. I think that Lamoriello right now is, he's just trying to move a little bit of money. And he doesn't have to move a lot. He really doesn't. Like, the Johnny Boychuk LTIR helped a lot. But, you know, they've got Green and they've got Martin that haven't been registered yet. So there's more money coming into the equation there. But I still think that Barzal gets a three-year deal at around $7 million. So I don't know if Lou is trying to get creative if he's engaging with, you know, a team that maybe still has some dead money, trying to acquire that. If he's, you know, just trying to move out a lower level piece to give him a bit more wiggle room, I don't know. But that's what's holding us up.
Right? What do you have to do, Dregs, to get Andrew Ladd off that salary cap? Yeah. So Andrew Ladd is 35 years old. Yeah. The last two seasons has typically played in the minors, and he's still making $5.5 million for the next 3 years. Would Lou as much as give a first round draft pick to get him off the books?
Well, you'd have to, wouldn't he, Ribs? I mean, that's pretty much the only way you get it done, or you throw in a very good prospect. I mean, it's the age old formula for trying to move that. And you're right. I mean, that's the type of piece that I think Lou has been trying to move. I've heard rumors of Thomas Hickey as an example. Again, you know, just moving a bit of money off the books, but there haven't been any takers. But the reason this is dragging on, and it hasn't turned into an ugly environment yet. Both sides are being patient. I mean, we in the media are having fun, you know, wondering what the hell is going on, because it's hard to envision the Islanders starting the regular season without Barzal in their lineup. I mean, he's their best player. You know, you start a 56-game season without your top player in the lineup, top offensive weapon, and all of a sudden you're 0 for 3, 0 for 5 out of the gate, and you've got a serious problem. So I think he's tried all that. I think he's tried to move Ladd. I think he's tried to move Hickey. As I told you guys on Tuesday, I think he was most definitely in on the deal that Ottawa made with Tampa Bay. So, you know, the player in this case is skating. He's working out. He doesn't have to scrimmage. He's just kind of, you know, doing his thing around New York and waiting for the phone to ring to say that a deal is done.
Lou must be fuming. I mean, he does not want guys holding out on him. That is not a Lou Lamoriello move. Who was the last guy that ever held out and stood up to Lou?
You're not wrong, Petey, but it's his fault. And it's not a holdout. This player isn't holding out. He doesn't have a contract, right?
Like fair enough. That's a fair point. Yes.
Yeah. He can't go to cap. I mean, from an insurance perspective, he can't participate. I mean, when's the last time you guys, for me, this shows the character of Matt Barzal, and I don't know him at all, but he arrived well in advance, you know, in New York, you know, so that he made sure that any quarantine issues would be resolved. And then he had a physical. So he checked in with the New York Islanders, you know, went through his physical, you know, skated a bit, not with the team, but in the area, continued to work out, did all of that without a contract. So, I mean, this is on Lou for, you know, making deals with Martin and Green early and, frankly, not being able to move the amount of money that he needed to move. It's not like Matt Barzal's situation snuck up on the New York Islanders, right? They've known for a long time that this is coming.
You're absolutely right. Dregs, fantastic as always. Thanks for your time. Look forward to next week, and go Bills.
No kidding. Absolutely. Are you putting any cash down on the Bills to win the Super Bowl?
Just hope. Hope is enough. It's enough money to buy.
All right, boys.
All right, Instigators. Have a great weekend. We got to go, Dregs. You're the man. Thank you. We'll be back, WGR 550, with a final last quick segment of the week before One Bills Live.
The Bills make me want to shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout.
I only have one thing to say. Tomorrow is the biggest sports game in Buffalo since 06-07. Go Bills. That's all I got to say. One Bills Live is next. Guys, you want to take it away, but everyone in Bills Mafia will be watching this one.
I guess I'll take that over, Marty. Go Bills. Let's get this done, boys.
Marty's on mute.
Sorry, that's perfect. 2020, 2021. I was on mute. Let's go Bills. Yes, for sure.
That time you were on mute was your best segment.
Don't miss your count.
I don't know what my count is. I can't see Jay Harris. So
we're out.
We're out. One Bills Live next. Love you all. See you Tuesday. The Bills make me wanna. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.